This is the Business of Apps podcast, bringing you actionable insights from the leaders of the global app industry and the world's fastest growing apps. You can find more app news, data and analysis over at businessofapps.com.
Welcome to the Business of Apps podcast. On this show, we invite app industry professionals to cover various topics, and we promise to do our best to keep it both insightful but brief. If you haven't subscribed to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or other podcast platforms where you can find us, I strongly encourage you to do that. Once you subscribe, you will be getting episodes of this show on your device as soon as it's available. In this episode, we have a returning guest, Lexi Sidhu, Director and Corporate Marketing Insights at Data AI. Lexi, welcome back to the Business of Apps podcast.
Thank you for having me. Very happy to be back again.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. It's been a while since we spoke last time. I think it was like a year ago. And for our app industry, a year, it's like an eternity. So many things can happen within the next 365 days. All right, so we passed the equinox a couple of weeks ago, so the spring is definitely here. And in kind of a celebrating spirit, I want us to look back in 2023, take a bird's view on the app industry, the one and only State of Mobile report from Data AI. So the app industry is on scale of millions of apps used by billions of people. Apps permeate the entire world economy. And by now, you just can't find an industry which hasn't been influenced by mobile. It just does not exist. Competition is high. New technologies emerge from time to time. And so we all need to step back and take a holistic view on the industry to check out on new trends and understand how well we fit into this picture. But as always, before we begin covering this report for 2023, let's spend a few moments talking about you, Lexi. Some folks haven't heard you on the previous episodes. We have new listeners coming on every week. Please tell us about yourself and your background in tech.
Absolutely. I am Lexi. As you mentioned, I lead insights in corporate marketing at Data AI. I've been analyzing the mobile app and game space now for about 8.5 years and been in the tech industry for quite some time beyond that as well. I think, I don't even know at this point, over 12 years or so. And I help lead our macro reports on the economy. So what's happening in mobile and what the kind of key stats that you guys need to know and how the industry is trending over the years.
Yeah, great. You mentioned Data AI, your experience of working the company, and I'm sure like a 99.9% of folks who are listening to us do know your company, but could you give us a quick portrait of what the company is and what is the latest big news announcement you guys have recently?
Yes. So this might be my last time introducing myself as an employee of Data AI. We sell and we provide mobile market insights on the mobile economy. But recently, as of 2 weeks ago, we have now joined Sensor Tower. So we are part of Sensor Tower. They also provide mobile insights on the app economy, as well as advertising insights. So we are bringing the best of both worlds into one really kind of game-changing solution for all of the competitive benchmarking. And we're breaking more into the digital world as well. So kind of taking the mobile landscape and also trying to touch all other pieces of digital. So a pretty exciting time and marks a new chapter for us. I am actually now a part of Sensor Tower going forward.
Okay, Data AI joins Sensor Tower. We'll see. Next time I will be presenting you with a different title from Sensor Tower and covering this year. All right, speaking of this year, let's talk about your State of Mobile 2024 report. And let's kick off with presenting the big data points that will give people the broad picture, like a big snapshot of what 2023 felt like, like a few big data points.
Absolutely. So I've got five here today. So first and foremost, number one, we saw 257 billion app downloads in 2023 alone, which is a roughly flat year on year. And that's sort of what we'd expect to see given more maturity in the market. These are completely net new installs. And it equates to about almost half, excuse me, almost 500,000, almost 500,000 downloads every minute is what that equates to globally. So a huge amount of installs still happening, big demand still in the space. The second stat is that we saw $171 billion being spent across the app stores in in-app purchases or subscriptions. This was up 3% year on year and equates to around $325,000 being spent every minute. And there is a bit of nuance there. So when you look at the game space, games actually declined slightly, about 2% year on year. Non-games grew actually for consumer spend about 11%. And there's a deeper layer of nuance as well. If you exclude China from that number, we actually saw a really positive story for the global market. Games were up 4% for spend and non-games up 19% for spend. So very positive signals of a nice rebound. The third stat is that the average person was spending about 5 hours every day on their mobile device, up 6% year on year. And if we sleep 8 hours a day, then that would equate to about a third of our waking hours, which is an incredible amount of time. The fourth stat we have here is $362 billion flowing through mobile ad spend from advertisers. This is up around 7.5% year on year. And this total alone is larger than the economies of many major countries, including Colombia, Finland, and New Zealand. The last stat I have for you here is that kind of high-level picture is 5.1 trillion hours being spent on mobile devices, on Android phones, up 6% year on year. And this is a very massive number, very hard to conceptualize, but it equates to about 4 billion hours a day. Again, another really big number. What these stats combine for me and drill down to is demand is still very high. Spend has rebounded from a low in 2022, kind of a market correction and some impact of inflation. And basically, usage is deeper than ever. So we're seeing increased engagement across the board.
It's definitely looks like mobile is not going away anytime soon. With all this conversation that there's got to be something else that will replace my smartphone, other devices, but I think it's just a matter of not a distant future, but you know, 5, 10, 15 years in the future. Right now, smartphone in your pocket is the major platform for world economy actually being kind of a revolving around. With those data points you've just given to us. And just to clarify, we meant downloads, like new copy downloads, not re-downloads, not updates, right?
Correct. That is correct. So completely new installs.
Yeah, so this is just the amazing number. I'm sure 15 years ago, actually 16 years, this summer it will be 16 years ago when both app stores from Google and Apple took off. Nobody would predicted that the numbers will be that huge. And yeah, like I said, it's hardly imaginable to come up with any part of the economy, any industry where mobile is not part of the game. And even though I can still hear people talking like, how would you go mobile? Your business should be on the mobile. I think it's like a small marginal sectors of the economy. All major players, all major parts of the economy is there like 100%. And all right, let's dig into these data points a little bit more. So let's talk about the macro trends for the app industry, starting with how much time people spend in various countries. So you have just given us this number of 5 hours. So I wonder what is the like the whole spectrum. Like if we talk about the countries where people spend less time, where people spend more time last year, can you give us a sense of what was it in different countries?
Absolutely. And that's an incredibly important point you made about how the 5 hours is a weighted average among the top 10 kind of most mobile markets. So it does weigh more heavily to larger populations. And the top parts of our chart here, Indonesia was the highest at 6 hours per day, a slight dip of 1% year on year, but relatively stable. The other top five markets for time spent per day was Thailand, Argentina, Saudi Arabia, and Brazil, all topping over at least 5 hours or more, and followed by India, Mexico, and Singapore, which all topped over 4.5 hours per day. Growth in all of these markets. When you look at the next sort of sector, we actually saw South Korea, the US, and the UK all saw some slight dips from last year's highs. So down to 4.5 hours per day in South Korea, 4.3 in the US, and 3.8 in the UK, minus 4%, 2%, and 1% respectively. So a little bit of a dip there, but we do expect these figures to plateau at some point, given we only have so many hours in a day. And to kind of round out the conversation, we saw we tend to see European markets sit kind of lower on the curve in the kind of sub 4 hours mark. And Germany and France certainly do about 3.5 hours or 3.6 hours a day, but they were relatively flat year on year. So a little bit of stabilization. However, Canada, Australia, and Japan, other major markets, those all grew between 4 and 6% year on year. So we're still seeing some strong appetites. And it's a bit of a nuanced story across the board where we're seeing growth versus some slight softening.
Got you. So a couple of points here. Number one is that for me, when I'm hearing you're describing how much time people spend on mobile in different countries, it almost like it's giving you kind of a psychological slash social slash economical picture of how people spend their time in different countries. What is their lifestyle? How much time they actually have to spend on the mobile as a device, given, yeah, like you were saying, you have to sleep for 8 hours, or at least that's the hope. It's yeah, the second point is that this is like we're all talking about that mobile economy is about how much attention of people you can have to interact with your product, your service, your specific e-commerce channel, or if you're engaging these people on your social media platform, basically any kind of app you can think of. And this is like this 5 hours, this is the kind of a frame of like the bucket of time every day you can explore, and competing with other apps in your sec in your section of the app industry market. And yeah, it's very interesting to see that the Asia is actually higher on the time people spend on mobile. It's like, you know, work time, work leisure balance, especially after COVID, like how much time people spend on commutes, if they still commute or they're working from home. If they're working from home, do we see the same time spent on mobile, as opposed to, you know, pre-COVID times where people be in a commute regularly? Given the these figures, I can recalling the previous years, the time people spend on mobile hasn't changed that much. On average, it's been changing, but not drastically. So even though from the top of my head, like a one third of workforce, at least in U.S., prefer and do work from home, and yet that number of minutes, that chunk of time people spend on mobile is pretty much the same. That's quite interesting, right?
Definitely so.
Okay, so let's switch on the second, sorry, on the next topic, which is how much money people spend on apps, right? So they spend this average five hours a day on an app on the mobile, and how much money they spend in apps. And again, let's take a look at the picture across of several years, and in one country's folks spend more time as sorry spend more money in apps, and in which less.
Yeah, absolutely. We saw actually As I mentioned before, $171 billion being spent across iOS, Google Play, and third-party Android stores in China. So the top five markets are China at $52 billion being spent alone. That actually is down 10% year on year. Number two is the US at $45 billion, and that's up 6%. Japan at $18 billion is our number three kind of market on mobile, up a modest 1%, but Japan has had some downward trends in recent years. So it's positive to see some stabilization there. Number four, the fourth largest mobile market is South Korea at almost $8 billion, up 25% year on year. So there's a huge surge in South Korea. We actually saw within the gaming space on a per device basis, a 20% surge in Google Play spend in South Korea for games on a per device basis. So that's a huge increase just on the people playing games there. And then the fifth largest market we'll round out here is the UK at around $4.5 billion, up 16% year on year. So we've seen some really strong growth rates. A lot of markets actually showing a huge amount of promise, like Germany, for instance, and money markets in Europe, along with many markets in APAC as well. So a strong year for growth and spend on the whole.
So people take notes. These are the markets where people spend more money in apps, and this is your opportunity to take part of that huge pie. And we all know that the App Store, both for iOS and Android, historically has been having these two parts: applications and games. At some point Apple decided to split the App Store in two parts, and when you're opening the App Store on your phone, you can see these two different worlds in one world of the App Store. We just mentioned how much time people spend on mobile in general, how much money people spend on apps in general. But what about the apps versus games? Where people spend more money now, and does it change over time? And what app categories grew year over year the most?
This is a great question. So as I mentioned in the beginning, we saw that the biggest growth sector between games versus non-games in terms of consumer spend growth was non-games. So subscriptions and sort of in-app purchases, microtransactions that happened outside of a gaming environment. And in 2023, we saw $64 billion annually being spent in the non-game sector. That has grown roughly 6.5x from 2016, where it was only $10.3 billion. So just a huge growth in like the last 7 or 8 years there. And basically, some of the big areas from a directly year-over-year perspective were entertainment apps grew significantly, an additional almost $2 billion being spent in those than that was spent in 2022. That would include apps like TikTok predominantly, as well as your streaming players. So YouTube, Disney Plus, HBO Max or Max, really strong growth in those sectors for subscription streaming or for TikTok, which is more of a tipping, where you tip in the app essentially to a content creator or a live streamer. On the back end, they're compensated. And this really has changed the game in the social space. Twitch did this for a long time for games, but TikTok really brought it mainstream, this kind of tipping culture for live streaming. And we're seeing, Snapchat and Instagram and X, formerly known as Twitter, all playing around in the direct monetization space of consumers, not just ad-based monetization. So that's one thing I'd say I'd leave the audience with is a key area of growth this year and one sector to watch. And that brings us to the second category of social media being a huge growth sector, almost $1 billion added in 2023 alone to that sector. And that's thanks to dating apps as well as the social apps I mentioned. So we still see dating to be a very robust space and a lot of spend still happening there. And the last category that's like kind of drove the biggest spend was utility and productivity apps, which are not always the most fun apps to talk about necessarily. But I would want to mention, for instance, Google One crossed over $1 billion in annual spend alone. in 2023. So people subscribing to Google One to get access to storage across all of their devices, from Google Photo to Gmail to Drive, et cetera. So we're seeing subscriptions where you find value in long-term mobile services, but also this sort of entertainment layer of tipping, for instance, and TikTok being a huge growth segment.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's a big change. Obviously, in previous years, I would think that when I would be thinking of people spending money in apps, the first thing that would pop in my mind would be games in-app purchases. I would think about the games from big game development powerhouses and the stream of revenue that had been generated there. But right now, that's just amazing how TikTok, as is, just one example, is managing to grab not only the attention but the financial stream out of the game powerhouse. And yeah, again, it's the fight for our attention and how much time we spend outside of work on the apps that kind of a collective. Collectively being in the leisure bucket, like listening, watching, and gaming. Yeah, that previously that would be my first choice, how much money people spend on mobile apps. Yeah, obviously it's a big surprise for me that utilities are up in spending. Like, who would have thought? Like, I would as someone who spend on a monthly basis on Apple One plan, I obviously it wasn't on my radar that Google One as a service has been growing so rapidly that it actually in your data and it shows that people are spending money on such a big scale that you can actually put it in your graph and show you and give us the this data point that utilities are growing and Google One is just one of the big drivers, right?
Absolutely. And you did bring up a good point. I think I forgot to mention is that you are still right that gaming is still the biggest bucket of spend. So around 66% of all spend is still in
Oh.
games. So that by and large still is the biggest bucket, but it's just we're seeing much more rapid growth happening in the kind of non-gaming sector. So I do want to make that point because you brought that up, and that is an excellent nuance to the story.
Yeah, got it. Thanks for clarification. Yeah, I've been hearing this over and over that the biggest challenge for movie studios, the ones that work with in production for Netflix, for Hulu, for Amazon Prime, that TikTok is their biggest competitor, given how much time people spend on TikTok, how regular they've been doing it on a daily basis, and how much money they begin to spend there interacting with influencers, like when they're tipping them. So yeah, it's a big emerging market, but yeah, games are still there is the major driver. That's a good clarification. Okay, let's switch on the kind of a business side of the equation, which is advertising. Advertising on mobile. We've stopped talking about switching on mobile as the major driver for advertising a couple years ago. It's been de facto the major spot when it happens. People are focusing on like kind of a probably the next frontier, connected TV as an extension for mobile as the platform where advertising has been growing like crazy, to be honest, for a while. So what do we see in numbers year over year for mobile advertising growth?
Absolutely. We saw it basically mobile ad spend hit 362 billion in 2023, which was up 7.5% year on year, and is slated to hit 402 billion, so past that 400 billion mark in 2024, up 11% year on year. And you're absolutely right. We've seen over the years mobile being that driver of digital spend, even when budgets for marketing were dampened in 2022 and 2023. We saw the growth rate soften there, but we're still seeing this upward momentum in this space.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you have any clue like what is the major drivers within the app industry space, mobile advertising wise? Are we talking about games, apps, e-commerce applications, like what are the like the biggest drivers for the mobile advertising?
Absolutely. Yeah, games is a big cornerstone of advertising. We also see, your social apps as well, especially given that they are monetizing through kind of owned and operated ad networks. And that's been the primary method for so long of monetizing users. But we're seeing just growth across the board. More hybrid models of monetization emerge with app store monetization, with in-app purchases, but also layering in advertising models. Many video streaming apps have provided a layer of ad-based tiers as well this past year, and in 2022 a bit as well, to kind of offer better, more kind of relative spend to inflation. So something at a little bit lower price point. So that's another big space. And on the whole, just the growth in mobile ad spend, there's just interest across the board from especially tentpole events. So things like the Olympics this year will help drive spend. We saw that in the FIFA kind of 2022 World Cup and 2023 Women's World Cup. And then also this year, on the larger kind of macro advertising scale, the US presidential election will drive a lot of ad spend, and mobile will no doubt be a part of that.
Oh yeah, it's coming. Now let's switch gears and talk about something that is on so many minds right now, which is AI. Obviously, we all been playing with generative AI tools and ChatGPT-4, Claude from Anthropic, being supported by Amazon's Capital, Gemini from Google. Yeah, these are great tools. We all have our own opinions, like where are we heading with generative AI's technology? Pros and cons, bright and dark side of the equation. But let's talk about the more specific stuff, which is how actually ChatGPT as the app from OpenAI has been growing over the time since it took off in late 2022, right?
Yes, this is a very important sector. I think one of the key trends of 2023 is just AI's disruption of all things digital, and especially mobile. It was the breakout genre of the year in terms when we look at our App IQ taxonomy and the kind of genres and subgenres that really spoke to the world in a sense and saw strong demand. Generative AI kept topping the charts, specifically chatbot being the big sector. We also see art generators as well. But the space grew nearly 7x in downloads year on year from, as you mentioned, a kind of a nascent base in 2022. And it really does permeate nearly every sector now. So that was a huge growth area for us. Chatbots, again, drove a lot of that spend in downloads as well. So we tend to see usage sort of mirrored a work week, where it would taper on the weekends, but peak during like Wednesday, Thursday. And we'd see that actually consumer spend has grown as well. So people sort of paying for those subscriptions as well to access premium features for a lot of these apps, which shows some strong value being derived.
Yeah, it's very interesting because it's so new. I would guess it should kind of should mimic people's interaction with a regular Google search, but because it gives so much information and your communication is actually longer. It's not just searching for something and moving away from your Google search box to a specific website. But in this case, you keep interacting with the tool, and especially when you're paying those $20 a month, you want to get more of that tool, or it's just playing, just fooling around and see what it's capable of. But if you're investing money, you're obviously spending more time with the tool. So it's very interesting to see how it's been growing, and obviously, we're all collectively powering the development of ChatGPT and other generative tools with our wallets because we're paying for a subscription. This is their major revenue driver. So we're all part of this R&D, like actually development of those tools. We're financing them. But we all know that like the second part of the impact from generative AI are not only the standalone tools where just like ChatGPT, you're opening up the app, you're interacting with the app, specifically asking whatever you like, but many of the developers got on board generative AI through API as the extension of their service. So what do we see there? What apps are benefiting the most of generative AI, and what numbers should tell us?
Absolutely. We saw that that was another key trend, was not just the outburst of generative AI apps for chatbot apps or art generator apps in terms of new apps on the space. We saw that these technologies were being incorporated in many apps, especially emphasizing AI. So we actually saw an uplift of about 11% on average for the cohort analyzed of for apps that incorporated AI features. Some standouts were, apps like Duolingo had 39% growth. Bing had 1500% growth, which I'm sure many of us remember with the absence of a ChatGPT app on the app stores. They actually rebranded very quickly, incorporated their AI features, and really capitalized on interest and intent for the chatbot space and for the AI space. We also saw Shopify grew 83%, Ally 113% downloads. So kind of the full spectrum. You've got language learning apps, banking apps, shopping. So we're really seeing a strong growth across the board. Apps like Expedia, for instance, with travel, anything that can increase the efficiency or the relevancy of an app has seen some really strong upticks by incorporating AI features.
I do remember vividly this quote from Satya Nadella from Microsoft. Let's make Google dense. And so they did make Google dense for a few months. Well, it's actually been not been for a few months, even longer, till Google managed to roll out the Gemini as the platform that is on par with what ChatGPT was capable of doing. But you're right, Bing and using built-in features from ChatGPT managed to grab the attention, and it was like the only place where you can actually access the service. And yeah, I think it gave Bing as a search engine a few points. And probably to this day, it's like this market share has grown because of the generative AI and ChatGPT in particular. And yeah, that's amazing that Duolingo is being taking advantage of generative AI, because it was no-brainer for me, because it should be. Like, if you're learning a language, generative AI and what it can do right now in its current capacity is a great extension for any tool that is developed for you to learn a new language. So yeah, it's great stuff, and it's actually in. This is an invitation for you as a developer to explore what generative AI can do for you, for your business, and for growth of your app. All right.
Absolutely.
So, let's talk about newcomers. Let's talk about top apps and games. No, sorry, not newcomers, but apps that are kind of were on the top of the game in 2023. Both sides, apps and games.
Awesome. Absolutely. We saw for games, we'll start there. We saw Monopoly Go. I know people have really talked about this app, but they had a very successful launch in 2023. I cannot mention the gaming space and not talk about Monopoly Go last year. They leveraged virality on TikTok. They leveraged very targeted Facebook groups for trading groups on targeting a slightly older demographic. A lot of user acquisition and heavy ad spend. I know there's been debates on the amount of UA budgets used, but very successful launch that really helped to take a franchise that people knew, give it a mobile-first spin with an immersive world feel, this competitive action against other players, also leveraging the kind of family and friends mechanics. So very successful launch. Honkai Star Rail was also a really big launch last year, which is that sister app to Genshin Impact. And then Royal Match had another big year. Royal Match is sort of a M3 meta space. So it's got the matching functionality you'd find in Candy Crush, but it has this world building factor as well. They've done very well. They surpassed $1 billion in annual spend for the first time just in 2023, but hit some major milestones for $2 billion in annual spend as well for a lifetime. So those games were huge. Those would be the ones I'd try to call out there. We also saw from the app side, we've talked about TikTok, but TikTok does need another shout out. It topped the charts for many, many countries for downloads, spend, as well as creeping up into that top five or beyond for monthly active users. In the US, TikTok has surpassed Instagram for monthly active users. And we saw that as an app, they surpassed $10 billion in lifetime spend and was the first non-gaming app ever to do that. $4 billion alone being spent in the app in 2023, and 40% of that is coming from Americans. So very big year. Would also want to call out YouTube, Disney Plus, Google One. I mentioned Google One earlier. All apps with subscription models that really did exceedingly well, as well.
Yeah, this is great. Again, Google One is really a big surprise for me. I didn't see it's coming because I never considered to use the app. Well, obviously, I'm on the iOS side, so I haven't been following the Android ecosystem that closely to see that it's coming. But it's really interesting that it's growing so fast. So yeah, you can actually put it on the list of top apps that showed the biggest results last year. Yeah, this is great picture, and just want to mention that we only touched on a small part of the whole report. Remember that all data points that we just discussed are available for a number of countries. If you get a report, you can see you can actually switch back and forth between data points for worldwide, U.S., China, Brazil, Japan, any country you need to explore, and there are much more data points for you to analyze and see how you should, build your strategy based on this data. And yeah, the link to the report for you to get your copy will be included into the description of this episode. Yeah, this is it for now. Before I let you go, Lexi, how can people get in touch with you and get more information about what you do, guys, in data AI?
Awesome. So as you mentioned, the report, stateofmobile2024.com, that's where you can get a copy of that. And then actually going forward, other insights can be found at data.ai/insights or sensortower.com/blog. So increasing, you'll find more of our work on the Sensor Tower blog going forward. And then on socials, you can find us for Sensor Tower or data.ai across LinkedIn. We're very active on LinkedIn from a company standpoint. And then for me, if you want to get in touch, you can find me on LinkedIn, Lexi Cito, and happy to answer any questions or just chat about the mobile economy at any time.
Thank you so much, Lexi, for spending another 40 minutes with us. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It was great. And see you next time. Bye bye. And that was Lexi Cito, Director of Corporate Marketing and Insights in Data AI. To listen to more episodes, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, YouTube. Just search for Business of Apps and you will find us easily. Remember, we release episodes on Mondays, so subscribe and you will be getting new episodes of this show on your smartphone, tablet, or computer as soon as we release them. And please don't forget to leave us a review or comment on iTunes. It is highly appreciated. And all episodes will also be available on businessofapps.com. Thank you for listening. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Business of Apps podcast. For more, head on over to businessofapps.com.